Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Gallagher. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Gallagher. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Burns steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Pickering applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is hit by the pitch. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Bengo reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Pickering, and into shallow left field. Lovey reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Bango scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lovey scores. It's 4-0, Browns. John Michaels now pitching. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Shult reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Shult scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Showboat Fisher now playing left field. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler bunts in front of the plate. Bango fields it and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to second. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pickering scores. It's 6-1, Browns. John Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Fisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Connolly moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sherin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bango hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-0 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Showboat Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Schulte moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Schulte scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Showboat Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Wurstler moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sharon scores. One out. It's 8-1, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Levy bunts towards the mound. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein pinch hits for John Michaels. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rein moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ivy Andrews pinch runs for Hal Rein. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews moves to third. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Browns. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. We'll see more now pitching. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Worstler. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Showboat Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Worstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Connolly for the out. Jolly moves to third. Worstler moves to second. Two outs. Marv Olsen pinch hits for Wilsie Moore. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Worstler scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.